Welcome, everyone, to Journey to Success Radio Show with your host, Taylor Tagg. This program is on the Journey to Success Radio Network, a news station on blogtalkradio.com. The purpose of JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a difference with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. We'll explore important areas of life, including physical, mental, spiritual, heart-centered subjects such as relationships, disability, self-mastery, and other successes. The Journey to Success broadcast team consists of Tom Cunningham, a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor and senior research director of the Canadian Business Journal, Michael Collins, author of Ushering in the Golden Age, Tracy Montgomery, publisher of ebooks on dating and marriage that have been downloaded over 20,000 times, and myself, Taylor Tagg. Before we start our interview today with Chris Avery from Sky Zone Memphis, let me tell you a little bit about my background and my program. I'm interested in two questions. Number one, what drives other people to have great success? And number two, how can people focus more on their heart's desires and what really matters to help them find more personal freedom and achieve their dreams? I'm passionate about helping people who want to change the fabric of their heart and create freedom from lasting pain and suffering. My blog and forthcoming book provide powerful answers to the burning questions of exactly how to let go of resentments and parlay that freedom into lasting heart-centered change from within. My work focuses on the benefits of inner clarity and choice through personal forgiveness and personal achievement. The combination of these two disciplines gives a person a clear path to open the door to what is holding them back and discover permanent peace and happiness from the inside out. To find out more about my powerful heart-centered work, please visit me at www.theevolvingheart.com. Now on to today's success story. My guest today is Chris Avery. Chris and I have been friends since we were little fellows playing basketball at the local YMCA, attending the same grade school together. Chris has been in sales and sales management for 20 years, working for companies such as Maybelline and United Stationers. Chris is joining us on Journey to Success Radio to tell us about his new, exciting entrepreneurial business venture, where he's embarking with Sky Zone Indoor Trampoline Park in Memphis, Tennessee. You can find out more about Sky Zone by visiting www.memphis.skyzonesports.com. That's www.memphis.skyzonesports.com. So, Chris, welcome to Journey to Success.
That's good to be here, Taylor.
Well, great. Glad to have you on the program today. Now, give us a little bit of information about what Sky Zone is. What is this new concept?
Well, Sky Zone is just what you said. It is an indoor trampoline park. It was founded in 2004, and the franchise process began in 2010. We are the 16th location to open in the United States as of February, and there are over 50 markets, I believe, that have been sold. So over the next year to year and a half, as these franchisees find their location, they build it out and open for business, you're going to see Sky Zone become a national property in the United States.
Well, and you have rights other than just in Memphis too. You can open locations elsewhere, right?
Yeah, our operating group saw such an opportunity with Sky Zone and what it could bring to each local marketplace that we knew we wanted to be bigger than just one unit. So we did buy the rights to Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama. And our plan over the next 5.5 years is to open in 12 different markets.
That's impressive. That's really impressive.
Well, thank you.
Getting back to Sky Zone itself, and what kind of specific features or activities are available to the customer when they come to Sky Zone?
Well, Taylor, we have wall-to-wall trampoline playing fields is what we call them. And we have three playing fields in our facility. We have a main court that is designed for jumping and moving around. The walls are trampolines so that you can jump off of the walls. They're angled out and come back into the field of play. You can move about each square as long as you're the only person in the square, and it makes for a fun and healthy recreational activity. And what I've heard from most of my customers, even though they're there to have fun, they are getting a great workout. The other two playing fields are devoted to dodgeball. They're just like the main court, except smaller, and everyone migrates to the dodgeball court. It is so much fun to play dodgeball on the trampolines because you are bouncing to obviously dodge the ball, to throw the ball. You're coming off the side and back walls to, you know, try to move around to make it difficult for the other team to hit you with the ball. And it too, is a great workout. On top of those two activities, we have what's called the foam zone. These are four trampoline lanes that feed into a six-foot-deep foam pit full of foam blocks. It's a great way for kids and adults to get out there and try different tricks than they normally wouldn't try on the trampolines. And then last but not least is one of our most popular venues at Sky Zone, and that is the Sky Slam Court. This is two runway lanes feeding into NBA-style basketball goals where you can go up and dunk like any one of your favorite NBA players, such as Dr. J or Michael Jordan or LeBron James. It's a great feeling for those that can't normally dunk on a regulation basketball floor to be able to fly high like their role models. Then we also have a kids court designed for kids six and under, which is a great feature for those moms and dads that bring out multiple kids. They may have one child that is, you know, 10 to 12 that can move about the whole facility, but if it's packed, they may have a three-year-old that they feel is a little bit too small to be moving around the main court, so they can take them over there and feel better about the jumping experience for that child.
That's awesome. And you've given us an opportunity to go out and experience Sky Zone right before you opened a couple of weeks ago. And I just have to tell you, it was just an awesome time. I felt like I was just a kid at the playground again. I'm just having the time of my life. I think I spent most of my time over at the basketball court, you know, dunking basketballs, you know, us being former college basketball players. Me being 5'10", I didn't get the chance to dunk a whole lot playing basketball. So at the Sky Zone, I think I was dunking left and right out there for just a little while.
Yeah, it was a good feeling. And if I recall on that same night, when you left that facility, you were soaking wet from sweat.
I was.
So it was
a great
workout.
I think I stayed out there about 3 hours, and I just had a time of my life. I think, and I'll tell you what it did for me, too. Especially in that foam pit, you know, it kind of opened my creativity up. I'm not one to do flips ever, but I was out there doing flips in the foam pit because I just, you know, it was just a great opportunity to take a risk, take a chance, open my creativity up a little bit.
That's the same way I feel. I'm not one of those daredevils that will flip off of the back wall or flip on the trampolines because, you know, I've never been that gymnastically inclined, if that's even a word. But when it comes to the foam pit, I know that I have a very soft landing in front of me. We don't allow our guests to go in head first, so we do want them to make that full flip. But I feel so much better when I get in the foam pit to try new things. So I'm right there with you.
Awesome. Okay, so if I was a first-time Sky Zone customer, I never walked in the door before, and I walk in the front door, kind of what can I expect when I walk in the front door?
Well, before you even walk in the front door, Taylor, the one thing I recommend to every Sky Zone guest, whether it's their first time or whether this is a multiple visit, is to purchase your tickets online. You can go to www.skyzonesports.com, and you can choose Memphis. And once you enter our site, right in the middle is a big link to purchase your tickets online. And the reason why I say that is just this past weekend, we were sold out most of the weekend. And unfortunately, something we don't like to do to our guests is we had to turn some people away because they wouldn't be able to jump for 5 or 6 hours. That was our next available time. And rightfully so, they were a little upset. But I think at the end of the day, they understand that we only have certain capacity. We can only host 130 jumpers an hour. And that's to allow people to move freely about the facility and to enjoy a great jumping experience. If we just made it unlimited. First of all, it would be a recipe for injuries. And second, people would not have that great experience and keep coming back. So the only way to ensure your jump time that you want is to go online and purchase tickets. It will not allow you to purchase a ticket for a time that we're not open, and it will not allow you to purchase a ticket for a time that we are currently sold out for. So that's the first thing I would say. Now on to your question is, what can they expect when they walk in the door? For the first time, utter amazement, because I don't think people really understand what Sky Zone is all about when they walk in the door. There are so many different perceptions from all of our guests before they walk in the door. It is so neat to hear when they walk in the door, gosh, I never even expected this. This is absolutely amazing. This is from kids. This is from adults. I see families jumping together, and moms and dads come up to me and say, I cannot believe this place. This was so much fun. We had so much fun as a family. I got a great workout. We're going to be back. Thank you for coming to Memphis. It's a great feeling. But, when you come in, one, you're going to be amazed. Two, you're going to have one of the times of your lives. And much like we just went over earlier, you have an opportunity to do multiple things. One, just jumping around is a lot of fun. Two, the foam zone, where you can try new things and get creative, as you said. Three, the Sky Slam court. Everyone wants to dunk a basketball. I don't care if you're young. I don't care if you're old. I don't care if you're a man. I don't care if you're a woman. Everybody has that desire to dunk a basketball and to do creative dunks, and we give them that opportunity. And then the last thing is the dodgeball. Everyone migrates to the dodgeball. It is fun to hit people with the dodgeball. It is fun to be hit with the dodgeball, and it is fun to dodge the dodgeball. I mean, it is truly a great experience on the trampolines. And we do use what's called Stay Soft Balls by Gopher Balls. And they're not the regular, normal, when we were growing up, big red kickballs that are used for dodgeball that where when you get hit, it stings to hit on the skin. These are easy to throw. You can still get good velocity. You can still hit people. But when somebody gets hit, it doesn't hurt near as bad as those red kickballs. So I think at the end of the day, when they come in, the one thing I'll say is we have exceeded our guests' expectations from when they first arrived.
Well, that's just a great indication of superior service that you put on. So be sure to get your tickets in advance when you're going to Sky Zone. And what else would customers need to bring to participate?
Well, the most important thing is the waiver. Every jumper has to sign a waiver before they jump. We have a waiver designed for those that are under the age of 18. They have to be signed and filled out by a parent or legal guardian. And those that are over 18, we have a waiver designed for them because they are a legal adult and they can sign their own waiver. So that's the most important thing. No one can get out on the trampolines before a waiver is signed. We do have both waivers on our website. They can be downloaded into PDF files, printed and filled out before you come. We do have waivers on site that can be filled out when you arrive. However, I do caution those that are bringing people, those that are under 18, and a mom or dad is bringing friends of their child, they cannot fill out that waiver. That waiver has to be done by a parent or legal guardian. So that can slow up the process or maybe even eliminate the opportunity of getting out on the trampolines on that day. We do offer the opportunity to fill out a waiver electronically, and that can be done online using the parent's or legal guardian's driver's license. However, when they come in, we will pull that up in our queue. We still have to be able to get in touch with that parent or legal guardian to confirm all of the information. So while they can do it online, that is only the first step. The second step is being able to get in touch with that parent to confirm all the information. And if we are unable to do so, we cannot allow that child that's under the age of 18 to jump. So I encourage all parents or or groups that are coming to visit us to have all waivers in hand before you come to Sky Zone, and those waivers have to be filled out in full. We only ask for certain information, and every piece of that information is necessary to be able to jump. So that is the one thing that I would coach people to do outside of purchasing their tickets online.
Yeah, good point. Purchase your tickets in advance, get that waiver signed in advance, and should be set to go when you get there, right?
Absolutely. The third thing that I would stress, it is so important to get to Sky Zone Memphis 30 minutes in advance of your jump. There are several reasons why. One, we can have a line. Those that purchase tickets online, we have an express lane where we try to filter through. But we also have three other registers where we can take on walk-ins. However, anytime waivers have to be filled out, anytime tickets have to be purchased, it can slow down the process. Once you get to the counter and your jump tickets are printed, there's still the process of, you know, taking your jackets off, taking off anything that you've worn into the facility that you don't want to have on you while you're jumping. And then the second thing is taking off your shoes and putting on the Sky Zone shoes to jump on the trampolines. That takes a few minutes. So the expectations are that if your jump time is at 12 noon, you cannot walk in at 12 noon and expect to be on the trampolines within a matter of seconds. It takes time. So on our website, on our Facebook page, we do call out that it is recommended that you get to Sky Zone 30 minutes in advance of your jump time to ensure that your jump time starts on time and you get to maximize the full amount of time that you purchase, whether that be 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, or 120 minutes.
So, yeah, so it's all about a little bit of preparation for you to get out there on the trampolines will help go a long way to make sure you've got the most time that you can out there jumping. You said people
Absolutely.
Do wear special shoes. What do most people wear when they come? Just comfortable clothes?
Comfortable clothes, anything that you don't mind sweating in. We recommend athletic apparel because it is, at the end of the day, it's a fun activity, but it's also a nice little workout. We see a lot of people in, whether it's sweatpants or shorts, obviously a shirt that they don't mind sweating in, whether it's a T-shirt or an athletic shirt. And then we always encourage people to wear socks. You cannot jump on the trampoline in socks. However, we want you to wear socks to go in our shoes. So we do sanitize our shoes after every use, and so everybody gets a nice, clean pair of shoes.
All right. That sounds like a winner. Now, you said you might have, in the future, you're going to have fitness classes there, so it's a great way to work out as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are going to start our fitness classes sometime in mid to late March, and of course we will communicate that to our fans. I certainly want people to become a fan on Facebook, and you can do that at www.facebook.com/SkyZoneMemphis, all spelled out together, and hit like to become a fan on our page, and that's where you can get valuable information. One of the reasons why we haven't started our fitness classes on at the time that we opened is people didn't really know what Sky Zone was. So we needed a chance to get people into Sky Zone, try it out, understand just by coming in recreationally, it's a great workout. So imagine what it would be like on a regimented workout on the trampolines. Once they've had a chance to come in and experience it, I think they realize that this could be a great workout going forward. So we did want to give that opportunity for people to come in, understand what Sky Zone is, and then as we unveil the classes, we're going to have a lot of people interested. Right now, we are getting interest every day, and we're keeping track of those people's names and contact information so that we can specifically contact them for classes. And we're going to offer a variety of class times. We're going to do a couple of mornings a week. We're going to offer classes, in the morning range for moms and or dads to come in that have that availability. We're also going to offer classes a couple of times a week during the early evening hours, you know, somewhere around that 5:30 to 6 range, to capture those individuals that are getting off work and looking for a workout after they get off of work in the evening. And then most importantly, we're also going to have a class on Saturday morning, probably somewhere around 8 or 8:30 before we open for normal business hours. And this is where we're going to encourage families to get out there together, moms, dads, and children. And the great thing about a Sky Zone workout is that it is up to you how the speeds you want to work at and how much of a workout you want to get, because there may be things that you don't want to do or that you can't do, but you can continue to jump in your square, which still is an aerobic exercise. And, Taylor, most people don't realize that you use 30% more energy working out on a trampoline than you do doing anything else, because you have that lack of resistance. So you have to work harder to either jump, either do a push-up, either do plyometrics, whatever the case may be. And we can take people through a very vigorous workout. In fact, here's something that most of your public may not know about. Randy Couture. Taylor, do you know who Randy Couture is?
Yeah, the MMA guy, right?
Yeah, mixed martial artist. He has been the heavyweight champion for, I want to say, close to 10 years, and he is one of the most in-shape persons in the entire world. He works out at the Sky Zone in Las Vegas 3 days a week. If he wasn't given a good workout, he would not be doing that. But I invite anybody to go onto YouTube and type in Sky Zone and Randy Couture in the search screen, and you can see his workout on YouTube. And let me tell you, it's a good workout.
Well, it is an awesome workout. I can tell you, after a couple hours out there, I felt like, especially the next day, I felt like I had a tremendous workout that day. Now, you also have other benefits there as well. You can hold birthday parties for kids, or you can have a corporate team-building event at Sky Zone, right?
Absolutely. So birthday parties are a big part of our mix, and birthday parties are really big on the weekends. So starting Friday afternoons and Friday evenings, Saturdays and Sundays are big birthday party days. Parents want to bring out their kids, you know, and their kids' friends for birthday parties, because it's a great way to let them just, you know, blow off steam, getting some exercise, having a great deal of fun, spending time with their friends. And then we have three party rooms where you can go in. You have a private party room where you can have pizza, obviously cake and ice cream. We supply the sodas and the pizza. We have an event host for each party room that sets up for your party, serves at your party, breaks down for your party, and just ensures that your party is having a great time. So that's a big opportunity for parents right there. You also mentioned corporate events. We have a lot of companies that are interested in coming in outside of our normal business hours and renting our facility to host team building events, or just to generally have a fun, you know, day or evening for their employees. So I'll give you an example. GameWorks, which is a company here in Memphis that is at the very front of our Distroplex Farms Industrial Park, came in on Friday afternoon, just this past Friday, and they had a team building day at Sky Zone. They spent a couple of hours there. It was a lot of fun. We hosted dodgeball games for them, so they got to compete on the dodgeball courts. They got to do slam dunks, and we had a little dunk contest. They even went over to the foam zone, and we had a lot of fun with that on who could do the best trick, and they had a great deal of fun with that. Then we even got them on the main court where they just jumped around, but then we hosted a series of events such as relay races and tosses and things that build camaraderie. So all in all, it was just a fun time. I think if people go onto our Facebook site, I even have a video. At the end of the day, these guys were so excited, and girls were so excited and had such a good time, but a great workout. They were sitting around our facility drinking their Gatorades and replenishing themselves. That they did this little cheer that I captured on the on video and actually posted to our site. So we do welcome companies or organizations to come in and host an outing for their employees or their members.
Well, I agree with that too, and I think it's great for corporate teams and team building. Not only to get to know each other better on your team, but being in the business environment, there's so much stress that's surrounded with your job, and going to Sky's done such a great stress reliever. I mean, man, you can just really just let go a lot of that stuff.
I think it bounces right on out of you, Taylor.
That's exactly right. It bounces right on out. Now, getting back to the business of Sky Zone, Chris, what factors made you choose this concept as your desired entrepreneurial business?
Well, a couple of things. One, when I first saw it, I just thought, what a unique concept. And it's something, for example, that Memphis has never had. And so I thought bringing that to Memphis would be a major step, and something that would be viewed as a positive in this community. The second thing is, when I looked at Sky Zone, there's not too many businesses that can capture the hearts, and there's no pun intended because I know your show is about the evolving heart, but to capture the hearts of people from the earliest of ages to the latest of ages. We have something for everyone, whether you're a kid, and you can come in and just do what kids do, and that is to expend energy. And no better way to expend energy than on the trampolines. But even as adults, you even said it earlier, when you were out there, you felt like a kid again. It's a great way for adults to stay active and spend time with their families and just have fun again and still get a good workout. And then for even senior citizens, when we start our aerobics classes, we will probably have senior citizens come in and enjoy our classes. As I mentioned, you can work at your own speed. So even if you're not involved in some of the exercises that maximize your rate of performance, you can still just jump in the trampoline, and it's a low-impact exercise for seniors who may be experiencing joint problems. And, it's not such a good idea for them to get out and jog on the concrete or on a hard surface. So the fact that I can capture the hearts of people from their youngest of age and still keep them as a guest in our facility to the oldest of ages really appealed to me.
Well, it sounds like you've got just a comprehensive arena to host all kinds of different people, and that's an awesome thing. That's great. What we want to do here, and I got a good question for you here, Chris. We want to tie back the Sky Zone concept to one of these success principles, and a lot of our hosts are certified Napoleon Hill trainers, and some of his success principles are as follows. These are the main principles: definiteness of purpose, the Mastermind Alliance, positive mental attitude, enthusiasm, personal initiative, teamwork, creative vision, and going the extra mile are just a few examples of his success principles. Is there any one that stands out that you maybe emphasize with your staff at Sky Zone?
There's a couple. One, creative vision. Obviously, this was not my vision, as I am a franchisee. This was the vision of the folks at Sky Zone, which we owe them a lot for coming up with the idea, but it was our group that brought it to Memphis, and we're the ones that had to ensure a great guest experience. We do encourage creativity from our employees. We have hired some great, great employees, both full and part-time, and we feel like we've got individuals that are very intelligent and have a lot of creativity. And so we don't want robots out there. We want people to engage with our guests. We want to create that wow experience. We want people coming back. We want repeat guests in our facility, and we feel like the employees are the initial avenue to bringing our guests back. And if they're engaged with our guests, then our guests are going to be engaged with SkyZone, and they're going to feel a kinship to our brand. I think in another way we have a vision. Our vision is, much like I said, to create that wow experience. I can't tell you in the last 2 weeks the number of people that have approached me at SkyZone as a guest and just complimented not only the brand, the building, the experience, and our employees. I mean, has been great. I mean, I've been full of pride from that respect, and the fact that we've had so many people say that it has exceeded their expectations and that they will definitely be back. I mean, it just brings a smile on my face, and that was one of the reasons why we wanted to take on this endeavor. So I think those two things stand out, you know, more than anything in regards to the principles of the Napoleon Hill Foundation.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And I'll tell you, the thing that impressed me when I walked into SkyZone is just to see that what seems like football fields and trampolines just all there together. And you can just go nuts and just go crazy. And I think I probably tried to jump on every single trampoline in that building. I mean, it's just really impressive. I mean, you did an outstanding job with setting that up, and it's really just an inviting place to be honest with you.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it. It's been such a different experience for me and for our partners. And not only do we run the business, we have a lot of fun in the business. So I will surely admit that during off hours, we are jumping on the trampolines ourselves. So I spend a lot of time exercising on the trampolines. My family obviously comes up there and enjoys the trampolines, and I get to spend good quality time with my family as well. And then our staff, we allow our staff, when they're not on the clock, to come enjoy the facility and to bring friends out there as well. So it's just something for everyone. We've had a lot of fun with it, and we look forward to continuing to offer a great experience for, you know, Memphis and North Mississippi and the surrounding marketplace. We've had people people have told me that they've driven anywhere from an hour to 2 hours from the surrounding areas to come enjoy SkyZone, and that's a great feeling for me. But we know that there are so many people in Memphis that have not enjoyed the experience yet, and we look forward to them coming out for the first time and then obviously to come back and enjoy the experience multiple times.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, your staff is great too. I mean, they kind of go the extra mile. You know, they were more than willing to take videos of me, you know, dunking and jumping around, and so they did their best to make sure that my experience was great. I've got the videos of me dunking and jumping in the foam pit, and you know, those are the things I kind of go back and look at and say that was really cool. So your staff does a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. And as I mentioned, we want them to be engaged with the customer. More importantly, they're there to ensure the safety of our guests. So that's their number one priority. And then in addition to that, we want them to engage with the customer, and we want to create a wow experience for our guests. So,
awesome. So we kind of wrap this interview up here, Chris. This is the last question for you, and this is really the heart of this show. What drives you to be successful, and what makes up the heart of the SkyZone vision and experience, in your opinion?
The drive for me to be successful is I've just always been that way, whether it's been in athletics, whether it's been in, you know, my spirituality, whether it be in my family life, or whether it be in the business life. My drive to be successful has just always been there and will continue to be there. And those that around me drive me to be successful, and I'm hope that I'm driving them to be successful too. As far as the vision, we just want to continue, wowing our guests. We want them coming back. We're always looking for feedback. We're always looking for new ideas. We don't always do things right. I don't always do things right. I've gotten some very valuable feedback from our guests on things that have been great, and then we've had a few things that we need to work on, and we're going to do that because that's what it takes. That's what it takes to make our guests happy, and when they're happy, they're going to want to come and visit us, and they're going to want to spend time in our facility. So that's important to us. So that's what we're going to continue to do to be successful. And we'll always look at new ideas that will allow Sky Zone to evolve into a multifaceted unit that allows for fun and fitness and healthy activity.
Well, I can make a testament to you, Chris, that you've really started off, this business with the wow experience. I mean, that's all I can say as I walked out of the Sky Zone was, wow, that was awesome and fun, and really can't wait to go back. So you've got a great concept there, and we wish you all the success and luck in the future.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you having me on your talk show.
Well, we thank you for joining us, and we want to give you a special thanks here to Chris Avery for joining us today. You're listening to Journeys to Success Radio Network. To find out more about the network, you can visit us at www.journeytosuccessradio.com. And we'll see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now.